Are you curious about bodies, pleasure, and possibilities? And what about curious about what others are up to on the planet when it comes to pleasure, sex, and play? Have you considered what pleasure can do for your life, your body, and your bank account? Do you know something magical, delightful, and out of this world orgasmic is not only possible for you, but totally available to you? If you're ready to be the magical, sexual, sexy beast you know you can be, and you just need the tools to get there, you're in the right place. Now, here is the host of The Pleasure Zone, sex, relationship, and intimacy coach, and holistic health practitioner, Milica Jelinic.
Welcome, my sweet pleasure seekers. For those who are seeking pleasure and you happen to identify as being a man, or you happen to be a lover of men, this episode is going to be delightful for you because we are going to be looking at how men would like to have deeper connections and how to create that. Before we dive in, though, one of the things I like to share with you guys is why do I do what I do? So one of the reasons why I do this show is because I love doing research on sex and intimacy. I love learning about it, being educated in it, coaching people with it. And I have for a really long time. Like my curiosity about my own body started very young, but my curiosity about learning more started when I was about 12 or 13, which some of you may be like, oh, that's awful, blah, blah, blah. You got to keep in mind that in Canada, in the 80s, we had a show called Sunday Night Sex Show with Sue. And the Sunday Night Sex Show with Sue, she was an educator, sex educator, nurse, I believe as well. And she would give you some really good basic information, things that everybody should know about sex, the fundamentals about arousing people, some basics on anatomy. And a lot of her information is obsolete now. Like, we know more now, and that's cool. But at the time, I can't say a lot of her information was obsolete. We just know more than we did 45 years ago, 40 something years ago. So we're definitely always in a learning phase around bodies. We never know everything when it comes to bodies and pleasure and stimulation. Even in the last 5 years, you know, the world of research and sex research and anatomy has found out that, in fact, clitorises have over 10,000 nerve endings, not 8,000. This is huge. That's only in the last 5 years. Bodies have been around a long time. Clitorises have been around a long time, and we're only now just figuring out how many nerve endings are in a clitoris, mostly because all the research had to do with bovine research. But why would a bovine and a human have the same clitoris? I don't know. But nobody ever considered that fact as we all spread the facts of 8,000 nerve endings, not realizing that those facts were not based on human anatomy. So we're always learning, adjusting, and finding out new things. And as I do this show, I'm always learning, adjusting, and finding new things as well. And sometimes I'll come back and do corrections and add information. And sometimes there's things that I haven't fully felt like I've dived right into and discussed. And one of the reasons why I actually do talk about sex relationships and all of this stuff is because as a holistic health practitioner in my daily practice, what I started to find was people were coming to me and I could find this correlation between their health, their mental health. As I work holistically, you work with the person's whole being. I found that there was a correlation between their relationships and their health. And one of the correlations I started to notice was that people who tend to have relationships that are struggling are also having health that's struggling. That's to simplify it. So if we kind of backtrack that, we can just look at, if you happen to have a lot of health issues, just check for yourself. If you happen to have a lot of health issues, do you notice that maybe around you, you're also having things going on with the people around you? Whether it's your children, your spouse, your friends, your family that's extended, whatever it happens to be, maybe your relationships are just not really as good as you would like them to be, and it's impacting you, creating stresses. And as your body's stressed, it's going to create other issues in your health etc. So why I'm kind of diving into that a little bit more today is because when we're talking about this topic of how do we support men to have deeper connections, that they're actually desiring connections. And I want to clarify that these are men who are truly desiring connections, not the man babies who are like, just give me what I want and I want to satiate my needs and let me just suck on a tit and then I'm going to be happy like a baby, like a man baby. We're talking about the men who actually desire connection, consciousness, and growth, and that they have targets in life that they would like to achieve, that they have deep things that they feel strong about. You know, that's what I'm referring to in this scenario. Not the man babies. I'm talking to the men who actually would like growth. So if you're offended by being a man baby, it's probably because you're a man baby. Just saying. Just, and it's okay if you're a man baby. If you'd like to grow up, there are people who will help you grow up in the world. You just need to find somebody who doesn't mind mothering you, teaching you how to grow up. And if you pay me enough, I will be your mama and teach you how to grow up. Just letting you know, but it's not free. All right. So enough of the man baby scenario, but I thought I'd throw that in there for those of you who are man babies and you really just need to grow up and you need somebody to kick your butt into gear for that. I just feel like, you know, after I turn 50, I just feel like kicking some butt and getting some people to grow the F up. So it's an invitation and message me if you want to grow up and have your butt kicked. All right. For some reason, that sounds so delightful to me. All right. Yay, maybe it's a little kink. Maybe it's a little something, something I didn't know I wanted. Now I'm realizing that's something I wanted. All right. Now you guys know. So we're going to talk about connection today. It's kind of more information than we were talking about last week, additional information. And you know, I think the conversation we had last week, we talked about several things. You can go back and listen to it. You know, some of the things were really about just understanding that men, there are a lot of men who do want more than sex, and there are men who are looking for intimacy, and why it came up for men that, you know, that they are kind of trained socially into feeling like they have to do rather than connect. And they're taught toughness and they're taught emotional suppression and they're taught all these things. So that was last week's show. And this week's show, we're going to go a little deeper. And we're going to look at not just from the perspective of do men actually choose connection? And I haven't had any men say to me, you're wrong, I don't want connection. I haven't had any backlash yet. So I'm going with the men actually do choose and desire connection. Otherwise, I'm thinking I'd have some backlash. I mean, I had an episode where I barely mentioned men and I had a whole bunch of men giving me backlash because they hadn't listened to the whole episode and the clip was a little out of context. So they all got offended and they got their panties in a knot because they were wearing panties that day. Anyhow, and good for them. Wear your panties when it makes you happy. And so we are going to talk about how to support men who are desiring deeper connection. One of the first things I think is to actually allow men the chance to tell you what they desire in life in general. It doesn't just have to be about the bedroom. It doesn't have to be like, what do you desire me to do to you sexually? Having conversations about things that matter to the person that you're with is equally as important as dipping your dipstick in and getting it wet. So you can absolutely have deeper connection without using your body parts to go deep. How do we do that? So first of all, as the lovers of men, what we need to do is we need to create safety. So what does that look like? So I'll tell you what it looks like to me. So when I'm creating a space of safety, it's to allow for I'll use my husband as an example, to allow for my husband to have his inner child be able to come out and just be, to be loved, to be heard, to be expressive, seen, be playful, be crabby, be anything that inner child wants to show up as. So he's not being a man baby. He's just allowing himself to show up, and I'm allowing that to show up without judging him, going, "Oh, you know, why don't you blah blah blah." I don't know if I've ever said that, like the why don't you ever, when I've had things that I want to address, I address it from how it affects me and what I need to receive in order to have that shift. So I give this, as much as I'll give feedback, I'll also give a solution. So I don't look for my partner to fix me. And I don't look, I, what I do look for is collaboration, and I look for communication and understanding as to whether that's possible, whether my suggestions and my solutions are possible. And if they're not, then we look at negotiating them. So if at any point, because sometimes my solutions might be bigger than what the time, you know, we have in our lives on a daily basis is like actually available, because I don't always know what my husband's doing with his time. So create emotional safety by first creating the space to allow the person to show up in all of their forms, inner child, strong male Shiva energy. You can allow all the different aspects to show up and not try to fix the person, like as if they need to somehow be a greater, better version of themselves. They will find the greater, better version of themselves the more you allow them to show up. They will become more, we'll say, like, I guess if you felt like your partner wasn't necessarily reliable, if you allow them the space to become reliable, then they will. If you can be grateful for when they do show up and say, like, wow, that was really, I really appreciate that, you know, you say, for example, you have a plan, you have to be somewhere at 2 o'clock or something, and oftentimes maybe your partner is late, but on the day that they show up on time, just being grateful for that, saying thank you so much for showing up. I really love it when you do. I feel loved when you show up on time. Telling them why and how. It's not about you being right or them doing what you want. It usually comes down to feeling loved. So in order for men to have a deeper connection with you, they need to know that what they're doing for you is being received, and that what they're doing to show you love is being heard and acknowledged, and that you're receiving that love. So if, say, for example, if we look at the five love languages, if we look at, if your partner is, you know, maybe if your primary love language is quality time, and they're able to provide you with quality time, maybe they've come up with ideas that offer quality time for you. It can be something as simple as going for a ride, looking at the, you know, for us right now, it's winter, looking at the snow and the trees, or, you know, just hanging out. We have a fireplace in our house because that's how we heat here in Canada. And sometimes it's just hanging out, just doing simple things, having quality time. It doesn't even necessarily mean that you need to talk about anything. Sometimes it's just being, breathing, and like having your nervous systems regulate together can be really simple quality time. You go from that all the way to traveling the world and seeing sights together and having and building massive memories. Some of the best memories are the simplest things. And I think when you look back at things, I remember I'm going to give you an example. My great grandmother, she lived to 106. And actually, I think it's her birthday would be like tomorrow. I think she would have been way older than that. So she died in 2006. And the year before she died, I went to go see her. She moved into a nursing home at 105. And one of the things that she remembered most, even though her memory was starting to fail, she remembered small things like playing cards, with me in particular, and she had a lot of great grandkids and a lot of grandkids and children to boot, six kids, I think, and like, I don't know, 20 grandkids and like 50 grand great grandkids. I don't even know. But she was very, it was very interesting to see that the things that import were most important to her, the ways that people connected with her. She wasn't going on to memories about when she went to Italy in the 1950s or traveled across Canada when she was like 19 years old during World War II. World War I, actually. She lived through World War I and World War II, but yeah, when she was like 19 in 1915 and traveled across Canada by horseback. She was an interesting character. Those were not the things that got her, though. The things that got her were the simple things. So when you want to connect with somebody, it can be incredibly simple. And you can use really simple things to connect. Sometimes with guys, and we talked about this in the last episode, you need the third thing. So it could be connecting over something you have in common. Could be, for example, in our house, we're nerds. We like to do things like build Lego, and we like to do weird little things together that are very nerd-like. And so when we do that, that's a way to connect. And those are the things that build bigger memories to me than, the time we went to Disney World. Yeah, we can remember some of that, but it's the stuff that is like that I can count on. I can count on that I can have quirky, weird conversations with my husband every day to connect with him about. It can not even be anything of importance or life-changing or anything. It could just be random thoughts shared and having conversations about those. Never, it doesn't have to be about problem solving. It doesn't have to be about future building. It can just be playful fun. If that's something you don't really know how to have, if sometimes I wonder if that is something that's weird for people or they don't know how to have it. Maybe that's something for me to consider to be able to teach or facilitate is showing people how to actually have the simple conversations and being able to explore things in a way that does you can have depth without having to have things that would be polarizing, like conversations about politics or something, can be polarizing unless you already know that the person has basically got the same thoughts politically that you do. Then it's not going to be polarizing. It can just be an interesting conversation. So we create emotional safety. How else do we do that? We create emotional safety. Oh, you know what? I'm going to drift off on that thought, and I should really be going to break. So I'm going to head to my next commercial break, and I'll come back to talking about safe emotional safety and such when we come back. So you're listening to the Pleasure Zone here on Inspired Choices Network, and we'll be right back after this commercial.
Are you secretly a voyeur, wondering what's going on in other people's sex lives? What if now is the time for a totally different sexual evolution? Are you interested in people who are pioneers of different sexual and pleasurable practices? Lean in now with Milica Jelinic, where she will entice you and your body to know your own pleasure zone. On the Pleasure Zone radio show with sex, relationship, and intimacy coach, Milica Jelinic, you'll receive tools, inspiration, and a foundation to allow yourself to receive more in your sex life, and quite possibly other areas of your life as well. Listen for the Pleasure Zone with Milica every Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Central Time, 6 p.m. Mountain Time, and 5 p.m. Pacific Time on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is the Pleasure Zone with sex, relationship, and intimacy coach, Milica Jelinic. To participate in the program today, join our live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also make the choice to ask or comment by email, info@MilicaJelinic.com. Now, back to the program.
Welcome back, my sweet pleasure seekers. Just curious, if you're listening to this on a specific platform, like if you're listening to this on, Apple Podcasts or Apple Music, or if you're listening to it on YouTube or something like that, I would love to know if you are. So if you can do that, the more I see where people are listening, the more gets me kind of knowing what my demographics are and what people are interested in. And I love the conversation, and I also love the interaction. So if you can interact with me, or if you can even like go and give me a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts, I would love that. Just commenting on the places where you can comment, like, comment, share. Guys, that is the biggest thing you could do for me. And I would so appreciate that. You know, I've been doing this for over 11 years. I don't plan on going viral. If I ever did, that would be amazing. But any way that you can help boost my rankings, I so appreciate that. All right, enough of my begging. Back on to creating connection. So one of the ways to create emotional connection is to just have conversations where you listen and don't interrupt. So you can become one of the most interesting people in the world when you allow somebody to just speak from their heart. Isn't that fascinating? It's like, how do you become interesting when you're not the one speaking? Well, you become interesting because the person knows you're present. And presence is one of the sexiest things going. Think about that for a hot minute. Would you rather have somebody be present with you for, say, half an hour? Or would you rather them sitting around for 2 hours with you completely disconnected? I take quality over quantity any day. So being able to be with somebody, and if that means being with them for half an hour while they talk about what they need to, don't interrupt them. Don't correct them. Just let them speak. And for me, when I have conversations, I often relate to people, and it's actually something I've had to learn how to do, is to not jump in with excitement to share, unless I'm with my other friends who are like neurodivergent as well. And then they get it and they can have conversations in the same way. But neurotypical people do not have an easy time with that, because they often can't go back to the conversation, even if you've diverged off the track in like 32 directions. They often don't remember to bring it back. So they just get frustrated that you went off track. So, and that's okay. It's just the way we operate, different operating systems. It's all good. So when you want to actually have a person feel like they're safe with you and to be able to connect with them, is to allow them to communicate without any interruption. Don't correct them. Don't defend yourself. Just be present. So what does that mean? It means put your cell phone down. Don't stare at the wall. Don't roll your eyes. Look at them while they talk to you. And also breathe while they're talking, so that, you know, you're not disconnecting. And, you know, which people will often do, they'll just kind of like skip right out of their bodies when the stress hits hard. So learn how to practice breathing and being present. And it's one of the greatest gifts you can do for you, and you can do for your lover, and you can do in order if you're choosing to connect with men. Men are so used to being socialized around having to defend themselves, defend their honor, defend the country, defend the world, defend their word, defend their family, defend all of it, right? They're put in a space of defending. It's part of the warrior mode. And if we can allow them to not have to defend, then they can still be like, how can I explain it? It's like they're warriors who don't have to fight. They're like peaceful warriors, as Dan Millman would call the peaceful warrior. So you can allow them to just say, speak, and be who they are without having to correct, having to explain yourself, having to show that you're more right. There are times that you might feel very clear and passionate about something, but allow them to speak and be heard. And you know what? The chances are when you do allow for that, they will allow for that. Although I have worked with people who just love to interrupt, particularly men who are insecure will interrupt their partners all the time, having to make sure that their partner's not saying the wrong thing or that they're trying to reiterate what their partner is saying so that, you know, their partner doesn't look dumb because they think their partner's dumb, but their partner's more emotionally aware and mature than they are. I've had a few of those show up, and you don't have to do that. You don't. So how can I explain that? So if that's something that your man baby is doing, he needs to grow up. If he's ready to grow up and he needs to be sent my way for a grow up session or 12, send him my way. It's time to grow up. But he could be a man baby that doesn't want to grow up too, and he just wants to interrupt and be rude and not actually hear you out. So then, in effect, why would you want to hear him out? So when we're creating a safe space that's mutual, it's like hear the person out. That goes both ways. And no need to correct each other. You might actually hear the other person's perspective. So how I practice doing this is that I will actually pick audiobooks that might irk me. And I was listening to one recently, and I might get the title slightly wrong, but it's like, I think it's called The Way of the Superior Man. And the title in itself irked me. And I was like, oh, this is going to get me real good. And I listened to it, and I listened to some of the things the author has to say, and boy, they can irk me. And then I just like sit back and breathe. And then my thought is, I wonder what perspective he's coming from, and I wonder what his wounds are that, you know, he's coming, you know, maybe from a place of hurt where there's this angst or anger that comes out. So I need to, and I'll listen to it from somebody I don't know so that I can bring it into a space of somebody who I love and respect, like my husband. But if I listen to this first, then I can get all the agitation out. I don't know. This is my own like method. It's not the first book I've listened to that irks me, but I'm just using it as my today example because it's what I was listening to today. And I often listen to things that I think contradict my values or my perspective in order to be able to, when I do hear those perspectives in the world, that I don't get defensive and I don't get angry. I can hear it. It doesn't mean I agree with it, but I can hear it. And I can see that that perspective exists. Again, it doesn't mean I agree with it or would espouse to it. So one of the other things that you can do is instead of telling somebody what to do and how to live, like you should blah, 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 you can offer awareness, be like, oh, you know what? I noticed this, this, and this, or I recently saw this thing and I thought this might be something you might be interested in, rather than saying, I, Joe Blow says you should try this, this, and this for weight loss. Okay, well, I don't care about Joe Blow, but if you tell me the information, like, hey, you know what? When you have high cortisol, your body doesn't want to let go of fat. Well, that's an interesting fact. Now, thank you for sharing. What are your thoughts on that? Well, I was thinking maybe we could learn how to meditate. Maybe we could meditate together, or maybe I could just meditate on my own and, you know, whatever, something like that. Oh, that's curious. Well, let's talk about that. Tell me more. So, opening up curiosity, like I said on the last episode, curiosity to me is like a sign of intelligence. Anybody who's curious and willing to learn, that is far more intelligent than somebody who thinks they're right all the time. Thus, because I believe that to be true, I also am open to listening to the things that might irk me. I get curious. What does this person have to say? If that title really annoys me, I need to know what's in there because it's sparking something in me. And whatever that is, then I have a lot of opinions about that. And maybe those opinions work for me right now, and maybe they don't. And maybe it's time to look at that because if it really irks me, I need to look at it. That's my point of view on it. So listening without interrupting, listening without correcting, listening without defending yourself, listening. Active listening. So also, if you don't understand something, say, is this what you meant? And I find active listening is actually fascinating. I'm going to give you this little tidbit before we head off. I like, you know, I use my family members as examples all the time. And today I was talking to my dad. I talk to my dad quite often. And maybe it's today's conversation or yesterday's. I don't know. My dad's hilarious. He gave me like a concert on the phone the other day, like several Serbian songs he just like busted out in. It was very cute. My dad's 87. He's going to be 88 soon. And man, he's a humorous dude. Anyhow, he was saying the other day, he's like, you can tell when people don't listen to him because they go, yeah, And he says, it's very annoying. If somebody doesn't want to listen, why don't they just say, can we just get off the phone? I'm not interested. I said, because people do that because they can't be honest. They don't know how to be truthful. They think they might hurt your feelings. He's like, well, you don't do that to me. I said, no, I don't do that to you. We have a different relationship. So if I don't understand something, I tell you, I don't understand that, because sometimes my dad uses, like, I can speak Serbian, but he's born, you know, he came to Canada when he was like 35. I was not immersed in the Serbian language. I'm conversational, and he'll bring up words and he's like, what does this mean? I'm like, I don't even know. Say it 5 more times so I can understand it and Google search it. And then Google doesn't know it because he's using some kind of like old word that's only from like one village. That happens. But what I do know is that he always appreciates when the conversation, that he can tell that I'm present, listening, and that I'm following what he's saying. That means more to him, his like half an hour with me, of me being present, than if I was to just sit in a room with him for 3 hours staring at a wall. And I know that because he's told me that. So I know this is true. I know this is true for not just my dad. I know this is true for men in general. They appreciate presence, and they also appreciate learning how to be present and how to communicate. So we're going to head to our next commercial. You're listening to The Pleasure Zone here on Inspired Choices Network, and we'll be right back after this commercial.
Are you secretly a voyeur, wondering what's going on in other people's sex lives? What if now is the time for a totally different sexual evolution? Are you interested in people who are pioneers of different sexual and pleasurable practices? Lean in now with Milica Jelinic, where she will entice you and your body to know your own pleasure zone. On the Pleasure Zone radio show, with sex, relationship, and intimacy coach, Milica Jelinic, you'll receive tools, inspiration, and a foundation to allow yourself to receive more in your sex life, and quite possibly, other areas of your life as well. Listen for The Pleasure Zone with Milica, every Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Central Time, 6 p.m. Mountain Time, and 5 p.m. Pacific Time, on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
This is The Pleasure Zone with sex, relationship, and intimacy coach, Milica Jelinic. To participate in the program today, join our live studio audience in our chat room at InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. You can also make the choice to ask or comment by email. info@MilicaJelenic.com. Now, back to the program.
Welcome back, my sweet pleasure seekers. So today we're talking about how to support having deeper connections with men. And one of the things on creating depths, we talked about creating space and listening and being able to create emotional safety. And then also having clear cut yeses and nos to things, like clear boundaries, clear understanding of what you desire, instead of being like, I don't know. You know, don't wimp out on your opinion, because that's going to allow your partner to also have an opinion. And those things are going to actually be able to create more conversation than being like, I don't know. So here, I'm going to give you an example. So this often happens when people want to go to a restaurant and the conversation might be like, do you want to go out for dinner? Yeah. Okay. Well, where do you want to go? Well, I don't know. So what I do is I narrow it down. I'm like, okay, instead of saying we don't really have that happen anymore, because what I'll say is, I feel like going out to dinner. These are the three places I'm craving. How do you feel about that? So, and then it'll be like, okay, those are your three. Am I saying yes to any of those? Oh yeah, I'll do this one. I don't want the other two. Okay, cool. It helps create clarity, and you don't sit around going, well, I don't know. What about you? I don't know. What about you? What? Let's go where you want to go. Well, I'm telling you what I desire. Does that match for you? So you can create better connection by creating better communication and being really clear about your desires, and then allowing your partner to respond. This goes both ways again, but in order to create deeper connection with your partner, for those of you who are lovers of men and desiring creating deeper connection, it's really easy to give some options rather than being like, I don't know. I want you to take the lead. A lot of men don't know how to take the lead yet. And the ones who think they are taking leads, they're just, a lot of them are mucking around and making a mess. They're becoming like angry, and they're it's not leading from benevolence. It's like leading from anger and resentment. And more about like immediate satisfaction, gratification, rather than having depth of connection, which takes time. And it can be slow and building, and it can be something that not always easy, but definitely worth the effort. So let's create clear understanding of what your desires are. And if you really don't know, this is a great time to explore. What do you like? Before asking somebody else to feed you that information or to somehow baby your feelings through things, no, figure out what you like and then state it. And if you're like, you know what, I've never tried that. You want to go for Ethiopian? By the way, Ethiopian is one of my favorite things to eat out. You want to go for Ethiopian? I don't know. I've never tried it. Cool. Do you want to try it? I don't know. Maybe not today. Okay, cool. Well, now we know, right? My other option is B. So having some options in place, try not to be like rigid, because not everybody's always going to agree with you. So having a couple of options, and it's not about always being right and getting your way either, because that's just obnoxious. So also, one of the things with being clear on is, like, if you know that there are things that are sensitive topics, maybe like weight oftentimes is a sensitive topic, or it's different things around aging. So you can always ask, is it okay if we talk about this A, B, C, and D? I'm feeling concerned about that. And they can either give you a yes or a no, and honor that, whatever the response is. So the more that, you know, you can have clear yeses and nos, boundaries, communication asks, ways that you communicate, if the ways that you communicate can be trustworthy, like asking questions and asking and waiting for feedback, then that's going to help build a sort of sense of predictability. And if you're predictable, that helps a person calm down. They know what to expect. They can be calm in your presence because you're not going to surprise them every 5 seconds. Sometimes abuse can be predictable too. So predictability in the sense that you both trust and know that you're okay. Whether, you know, where there's predictability, where there might be abuse, that's a different scenario where nobody really wants to be in that scenario. So another part of building trust and building a deeper connection is just taking time and pausing and thinking and being, you know, consider your answer before answering. Consider how you might impact the other people that are involved before responding to something. So you don't have to respond in anger, right? All feelings are valid. I say this all the time. All feelings are valid. All behaviors are not. You can be upset. That doesn't mean you have to go throwing chairs at people or losing your shit and losing your tits all over everything. So your feelings are valid. Your behaviors probably aren't. So take a pause before responding or acting and allow your nervous system to be relatively regulated before making a choice, so that you're coming from a place of calm and connection rather than disconnect and fear or fight or flight or fawn or any of that. So when you're connected, you're not in fight or flight. When you're connected, you're not in freeze and you're not in fawn. You're connected and your nervous system is regulated. And be okay with no talking, just silence. I would love to do silence on a show, but when the airwaves go quiet, they think that my line has dropped. So even when I take pauses, sometimes it's like, are you still there? I'm still here. But also allow things to just flow. Like, you know, saying that conversations get diverted into 25 different directions, that's because talking to me, that happens. Unless I'm on like a rant about a specialty thing. Like if you get me talking about Jim Henson and puppets, I probably will go on for like an hour or 2 hours and I won't divert in any particular directions. We'll go into the history and the mystery and it'll sound like you're watching probably a documentary. That is because when I talk about something that's fascinating to me, that I love, I go a little bit weird. Thus, I can talk on this show for like an hour on a rant without being stopped. But also I'm not having a conversation right now. When I do have guests on, then we do have a conversation. So what I, you know, where was I going with that is allowing conversations to just show up as they do. And if they take tangents, follow that. You don't have to like force things to happen. So we also want to make sure that we are, like I was saying in the last segment, it was like, get yourself, like your nervous system regulated before you have those big conversations. You can breathe together. You can look at each other in the eyes. You can feel grounded. You can, you know, say, you know what, I need like 10 minutes to think about this. I just need some space for a few minutes while I think about this, but give time the timeline. I find that that's really helpful, especially if somebody's been abandoned in any way, just making sure that the person knows that you are coming back and how long it's going to be. So noticing and using language that is more about like noticing things. So instead of blaming, like, you always act like an idiot around so-and-so, or you always run away. Instead of saying that, you could say something like, have you ever noticed that when we have company, you tend to run to the bedroom? Because my husband actually does that. And he does tend to, probably 98% of the time, but it's not always, but it's like 98% of the time. And he knows that he does that now. I did point it out at first because I thought it was a strange thing to do, that people come to visit and you just like run away. But he also gets overstimulated. So the more we get to learn about each other and know these things, and, you know, when somebody's overstimulated, don't go in their face and overstimulate them even more. Give them space. When you're in a house of neurodivergent people, People get overstimulated a lot, and we all need our space a lot. So thank God for having multiple spaces to just run away to. So what else do we have? Okay. Also, just being, in order to create better connection, it's really, I think, important to just admit when you've done something that maybe you could have done better. Or just say, oh, oops, I did that. That was me. Don't hide it. Don't try and like fake that you didn't do it. Today, for example, I happened to put my house coat over top of a heater that I didn't realize was on. And Mike was like, did you know that the heater was on? I was like, no, I didn't. He's like, okay, because your house coat was right on it. I'm like, shit, that could have created a fire. And he's like, yeah. I'm like, glad you noticed it. And that's how it went. It could have gone to, why do you always put shit on the fire? Blah, 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 blah. Like, it could have gone that way, but it didn't. So being able to be kind about conversations and reminders on things, because we all forget, none of us are perfect. Anyhow, we're going to head to our next commercial break. You're listening to The Pleasure Zone here on Inspired Choices Network, and we'll be right back after this commercial.
Are you secretly a voyeur, wondering what's going on in other people's sex lives? What if now is the time for a totally different sexual evolution? Are you interested in people who are pioneers of different sexual and pleasurable practices? Lean in now with Milica Jelinic, where she will entice you and your body to know your own pleasure zone. On the Pleasure Zone radio show with sex, relationship, and intimacy coach, Milica Jelinic, you'll receive tools, inspiration, and a foundation to allow yourself to receive more in your sex life, and quite possibly other areas of your life as well. Listen for The Pleasure Zone with Milica every Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Central Time, 6 p.m. Mountain Time, and 5 p.m. Pacific Time on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. This is The Pleasure Zone with sex, relationship, and intimacy coach, Milica Jelinic. To participate in the program today, join our live studio audience in our chat room at InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. You can also make the choice to ask or comment by email, info@MilicaJelinic.com. Now, back to the program.
Welcome back, my sweet pleasure seekers. I have a few more things I want to hopefully get into this episode. So one of the things is I want to look at two reverse sides of the coin of like how creating deeper and better connections leads to better relationships. And I also want to look at the impact of what happens when somebody's disconnected, how it impacts personally, how it impacts society in, as a whole. So I got a few more minutes. Let's dive in. Also, if you want to get a hold of me, you can go to my website, MilicaJelinic.com, especially for the man babies who are like, shit, I'm a man baby. I need to grow up. Cool. Even if you're like a man baby on the way to being man and you're kind of in the in-between teenage phase and you're like, you know what? I could use some assistance here. Love to connect. Awesome. So let's look at how more connection leads to better relationships. So when you have emotional connection with somebody, so if you are a lover of men and the man is emotionally connected to you, how much more do you feel the desire to please them sexually, please them in lots of ways? I know that when I feel really connected to my partner, I'm like, I'll give you anything. You want blowjobs 12 times a day? You want me to make you your favorite cake every day? The more connected I feel, the more I just want to like give, 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 give. And then in response, my partner gives back. It's like very mutual. Some people are just takers and selfish and they won't do that. But if you're in a relationship with like a man and not a man baby, if when you're in a relationship with a man, then their desire equally matches, will probably match yours or surpass yours for giving and do all kinds of amazing things. My husband just spent like 5 hours today cleaning snow, which is insane. A lot of snow happening, but there are ways that connections get built and trust gets built based on certain qualities that the person has and what they bring to the whole relationship, not just to the bedroom, but all the things that they bring on a daily basis, on a regular basis to build trust, like helping you become aware of, say, for example, you have conversations about the finances and everybody's on the same page and knows what's going on financially. If everybody knows what's going on with the kids, if everybody knows what's going on with themselves and each other, that helps build trust. And then if everybody also knows their roles and their chores and nobody has to be reminded of what to do, like take out the garbage. I've never had to say to my husband, take out the garbage. He's a grown up. He knows. He knows, and he took on that chore, just like I take on the chore of cleaning out the fridge and doing the dishes and cooking. Like, we all have our chores, and I don't need to be reminded, and he doesn't need to be reminded, and our child doesn't need to be reminded. Everybody knows their job. And in a functional home, you should all know your job. You shouldn't have to be reminded, and you should be able to know that you're all contributing to the household. So you're all doing your thing to make it work. That can lead to better relationships, knowing those things. It'll help you feel more confident too, knowing what your role is, knowing what your, you know, targets are. It helps you also get things done because now you know what's required of you. And you should just know, like, you shouldn't have to be told. That's what man babies need, is like somebody to tell them how to, like, go do your dishes. That's a man baby. But if you already know, hey, there's dishes, let's get those done, you're a man. These are ways I can help you define, are you a man baby or are you a man? So one of the ways when actually you're creating a better connected relationship too, is that you will start to become less defensive and more open. So even when I come to my husband with something that might be bothering me, he's never gotten defensive with me. He might get a little sad because he might feel like it's personal. And then we discuss. But ultimately, there's never like a blame happening or like a defensiveness happening. There was withdrawal once, but then we cleared that up. It happened once, and then I was like, this doesn't work for me. I don't do well with silence, games of silence, where you're like, I'm not going to talk to you. So I got a couple more minutes where I can dive into when men feel disconnected, how it impacts a relationship. So emotional shutdown happens for men when they feel disconnected. Sometimes addiction will kick in, especially if the emotional shutdown has them feel like they've been abandoned, and that can be triggering and that can be traumatic and that can lead to addiction. And then anger and the feeling of isolation and loneliness will kick in. So if all those things are happening, if there's emotional shutdown, if there's addiction, if there's anger and isolation, then the family is not being seen or heard. And then the addiction becomes the primary relationship. And when the addiction is the primary relationship, nobody else matters. I've been in that situation before, my husband. And addiction, when the addiction is the number one relationship and you don't matter and nobody else matters, it sucks. You're not in a relationship anymore. They're in a relationship with their addiction and you are left alone. And the way that impacts society is that now we have people walking around being dysfunctional and sad. And if we had an entire society of people who are completely addicted and not having any presence or function, and they're just walking around filled with rage, that's going to create a lot of issues. We do have a fairly prominent amount of addictions of all kinds. And it's not just about drugs and alcohol, guys. Like, addictions are also where you're addicted to people pleasing. That is a kind of addiction. So if you look beyond the obvious addictions, drugs, alcohol, sex, all of that, and look to the addictions of your behaviors, you'll start to see that every single one of us has some level of addiction that we need to start to heal, which is usually started with trauma. But if we can get to connection, we can heal the trauma, and then we can have better relationships. And then that impacts all of society as a whole, because the ripple effect happens. So that's a beautiful thing. And yeah, for those of you who are interested in being able to heal that.
Thank you for choosing to listen to The Pleasure Zone with sex, relationship, and intimacy coach, Milica Jelinic.
We'll return next Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Central, 6 p.m. Mountain Time, and 5 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. We hope you'll join us. Until then, have the best week of your life by choosing to be turned on and tuned in to your body.